Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Dr. Belma.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad we got this opportunity to talk. I've seen you and heard you.
I know, right? I feel like I know you, but we haven't spoken before. That's pretty awesome, right?
I know, but I love it. I'm glad I have this opportunity.
Me too.
With you.
Well, wonderful. Okay, we're going to get started with the show, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, where women share their dreams, struggles, and successes, how they were able to persevere despite the fear and create the life they want and deserve. If you're looking for inspiration to move you past where you normally would stop, then this is the show for you. Here's your host, Melissa Banks.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. I'm excited you could be with us today. I'm your host, Melissa Banks. Today, we have an amazing woman to share her journey with us and how she was able to keep going despite the circumstances. Our guest today is award-winning author, Dr. Belma Bagley. Thank you, Dr. Belma, for being here today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm so excited to spend this time with you, so thank you for the opportunity.
I'm excited as well, and just to get to know you just a little bit better, this is our first time talking, and I'm excited about it, and just reading your story, your journey, I'm excited to kind of dive into your journey a little bit. Now, one of the things I just want to start right off with is your author career didn't start until you were 64 years old, correct?
That's correct.
Well, I think that's amazing because so often we get in our heads that, oh, I've waited too long. I can't go forward with my dream. Was it something you dreamed about or is something just happened? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, no, it was not anything I dreamt about. I had just retired I retired after working as a deputy administrator in state government for about 38 years. So you can imagine writing was a part of my job that was required. So I was writing all the time, developing programs, designing training, all of that. So, and traveling. So I was ready to just rest until I began having conversations with my adult daughters about their dating experiences. We got into this kind of deep dive conversations, and they really wanted to know more. And as we had more conversations, they said to me, Mom, you really should put this in a book. Our friends are asking questions, and we're telling them what you're telling us, and so you really should put this in a book. And so that's how I began. That very first book that I wrote was a Christian nonfiction based on a mother's conversations with her daughters about men. And so it began there. And what I realized is God was just letting me know, look, you're not done. Some others need to know how you met your husband, how you made it through the 48 years that you've had in marriage. Some others need to know about all of this. And so that's when my journey began.
You know, Dr. Bill, I believe in defining moments, right? So my whole entrepreneur career is based on the fact that I recognized a defining moment in my life. And that just says that right there, that was just the defining moment, and this is where you were supposed to be and what you were supposed to be doing. That's pretty exciting to me. So talk to us a little bit about the journey, though, the writing journey. How has it been for you?
It's in the beginning, it was really nerve-wracking because I didn't know anything about the book writing. I didn't know anything about the road of an author and what's required to publish a book. I didn't know any of that stuff. And so just trying to write what we had talked about and then figure out how to understand the business of writing, all of that at the same time. And then coming from a corporate environment, in corporate, you have a corporate voice, and so you write what the corporation tells you to write based on their language, how they want you to communicate, the words and the verbiage is all theirs. So I had to switch that off and discover what my voice sounded like and what was it that I needed to say and what are the words I wanted to use. So I was learning as well, learning the strategy of writing a book, becoming an author, at the same time discovering my own voice. And so it was really challenging. And as I mentioned to you in my statement, part of that can be really intimidating because the market was already flooded with books on the same topic. And why would my book matter? And so I had to embrace what God was doing in my life because the same thing happened in my career. I came from a very poor neighborhood in Richmond, California, I didn't dream of becoming a deputy administrator. I dreamed of just getting the job after high school. And so based on the encouragement I received from a supervisor I had who said, no, you need to take that supervisory exam. And I said, oh, okay. And from there, my career took off. And so it was the same thing with my writing career. God just has those people in your life at the moment you need them to give you that simple push.
You know, Dr. Phil, I often say that my heart didn't even know to dream that. You know, my career, definitely, I never saw myself where I am today. In no version of myself did I see me doing something that we're doing right now, actually. My heart didn't even know to dream it. God had it already planned out for me, and I believe that with all of my heart. So I definitely agree with that. And I found that really interesting that you said you had to discover your writing voice. Because so often when an opportunity presents itself, we talk ourselves out of it because we don't know how to do it or we're not comfortable with doing it. And what you did was you went and said, you know what, I can do this, or you were influenced, whatever. Even though it was a challenge, you learned how to dive deep is what I say. Go deep into your spirit, and you brought that out and to an amazing writing career today. So that is just absolutely amazing. And I'm sure it was intimidating because you were now a supervisor and you were very established in your career. So to say, you know what, I'm not comfortable doing this. I need to learn how to do this better and then go get it.
Well, I had to really use amazing. I used the strategy I used on my job. If I didn't know, let me go to the person I know knows. And so what I did with that very first book was I actually went with what they call a boutique publisher. It wasn't a traditional publisher. In order for me to understand the process and learn, I had to hire somebody to publish that very first book. They just happened to have a publishing package that I can make payments on. So I literally paid off the cost to publish my book before the book was actually finished. So it allowed me to watch the steps that they used and followed. And eventually, as I continued and knew that that was not going to be just one book, that God had other books in mind, I then established my publishing company, Adonai Publishing, so that I could continue publishing the books under that title.
You know what? I call that recognizing what you don't know and going to the people who know what you don't know. That's pretty amazing.
Yes.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, and we're speaking to award-winning author Dr. Velma Bagley. Dr. Bagley, I know that you have faced some challenges that you had to overcome in this writing journey. Share with our audience just some of those challenges and what you had to do to overcome them beyond the ones that you've already shared with us?
Sure. I remember reaching out to some authors that I thought were going to be helpful to me in that journey, and I remember being told that I had to go to their website and sign up for an appointment. Of course, it cost to talk to them, and I thought to myself, mm-hmm. God, you know, whenever this takes off, help me to not be that kind of person, so that if somebody came to me and needed some help, that I would help them along the journey. So I realized that it takes a tribe, and as I got to know mm-hmm. people, my tribe grew, and so they helped me. I helped them, and then the tribe grew some more, and it became bigger, so that if I needed some help with a particular area or a graphic designer who wouldn't charge your arm and a leg, I had them in that group, so it takes time. And what I realized is, just like everything else concerning our walk, it's about establishing relationships. Mm-hmm. Our relationship with God begins with us establishing it and keeping it connected. And so it is with this journey. It was about establishing relationships, people that matter, that you can bring into your circle that will support you along the journey. And then you, in turn, do the same thing. And so that's been my practice, to always give back, to always help when I can, so that I remember what it was like for me in the beginning.
Oh, absolutely. I love that. I love that. So, I mean, I've been on my journey for 25 years. So there are many times where there's so much coming at us, some good, some not so good, that I just have to find a moment to dig down deep and just focus and get encouragement and inspiration. I don't know if that happens to you, but if it does, share with us, what do you do when you need that moment of encouragement or inspiration that you give out? What do you do at those times when you need it back?
Well, definitely my guiding principle is Proverbs 3 and 6. I used to love verse 5 because that was the one that was cited all the time, but verse 6 became my guiding principle, because if you acknowledge him, that word acknowledge in the original language means to invite in. So if you invite him in, because God is not forceful, he will only come if you request him. Yeah, he's knocking at the door, but you have to be the one to open the door and keep it open as we continue our journey. So I invite him in every year at the beginning. I'm asking God, what's next? What do I write next? What do you have me to say next? And so that's been my guiding principle. The other thing that I practice is, I don't get into business or make connections with someone I don't know. It's usually someone I already know who says, yes, you need to talk to such and such. That's how you and I met. Cyrus posted something one day, and I've seen you in your interviews and watched, you know, what you do, all of that. But when he posted that day, he said, Melissa Banks is looking for folks to interview. And I said, oh, yeah, I've seen her. Let me go ahead. Cyrus knows her. Let me go ahead and connect with her. So I try to practice that in everything that I do, because then I know it's God that's sending those people across my path. And so that's what I try to practice all the time.
Oh, that's so amazing. Okay, so 2022, Dr. Velma, how was your 2022 for you?
2022 was busy, because I released a new novel in April, and so I was constantly on podcast interviews and marketing throughout the year pretty much. And when that book released, I was not sure as to what God was going to do with it, because I took a different approach with that particular one. I wrote a Christian contemporary fiction that just happens to use analogies in the stories of using fish to show the behavior of men. And it was based on the character's dating practices. So her father wanted to intervene, and he used what he knew based on his prayer to God, asking for help. God said, use what you know. And the father was an expert at fishing, so he creates these metaphorical stories or these analogies of fish to show her the type of men that she dated. And so it took off so quickly. So many people were so responsive to the fish analogies. They thought it was genius, but all I did was what Jesus did. When he presented the parables, he was a master at fiction. He presented stories where the person could see themselves in it. And then in the stories, he always provided a way out or an escape or the redemption plan. And then at the end, he allowed the person to make the decision in terms of whether or not they wish to change. And so I tried to include those principles in this book, and it has done exactly what I believe God set out for me to do. So it's kept me busy, But it also required, it also brought along with it a demand for more stories. So just finishing up the third of what was one novel is now a three-book series, and that third book is releasing shortly.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. So that series is The Catch, No One Wants Now, correct?
That's
amazing. Okay, so now you're in 2023, and you're riding on that high of that new book and working toward what's about to happen this year. Anything, what's next for you in 2023, Dr. Bell?
Well, I've had a lot of proposals presented to me, so I'm really praying my way through. One would be to establish my own podcast. Another would be to host more workshops, because what happened at the end of 22 is I journeyed to North Carolina to a Christian book lovers retreat and presented the workshop based on the characters in the book, and the women went wild over it and asked me to return. So what that said to me is now I need to really start going out and speaking about the book and conducting workshops around it, because the whole message is to get women to change how they approach their dating life. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's the message that God has given me, and I'm going to rest in that spot this year and try to continue to promote that message.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, Dr. Velma, before we wrap up, I would love for you to share just the final few words with our listeners and how to encourage them to keep going no matter the circumstance.
I would just encourage everyone that's listening to make sure you say yes to yourself. I had to say yes to myself. I participated in a recent project that's going to present more messaging around saying yes to yourself. Sometimes you have to see somebody else's yes to be encouraged, to let you know that you can do it too. So I hope that what you heard in my message today will help you to do just that. If you're thinking of writing, speaking, establishing a podcast, whatever that impression is being placed on your heart, you can do it. All you have to do is look around you and find an example of what's possible, because I had to see someone else walking in my shoes before I could realize that I can do that as well.
Oh, thank you so much for that, Dr. Velma, and thank you for this. Was an amazing, inspirational conversation. Let our audience know how they can stay connected with you.
Yeah, I'm on all the social media platforms as Dr. Velma Bagby on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. You can just reach me in any of those forums, or you can reach me by going onto my website, drvelma.com.
Thank you again, Dr. Velma, for being our guest today. And thank you to our audience for tuning in to today's edition of Dream by Design. I'm your host, Melissa Banks, saying all your dreams are possible. Believe in yourself. Work hard and don't quit. Until next time, thank you for choosing Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Enjoy your day.